Maggie Dawn Show, John and Cordy. Holding down the fort while she's gone. She'll be back again on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Civic Media Radio Network phone lines are open right now. If you want to jump in, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. So what do we got here?
Well, we've been, you know, hearing a lot about a lot of job losses in the federal government.
Yes.
DOGE is, you know, taking care of maybe 60,000 here, 8,000 there, 20,000 over here.
Yeah.
You would think that somewhere along the way, this might affect the way the government runs.
Yeah, possibly.
Right?
Could be. Could happen, yeah.
Well, why wouldn't that affect mm-hmm. something with the government?
Yeah, and some of these federal workers are in Wisconsin.
Here, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so that has prompted Governor Evers to help boost the efforts of those who have lost their jobs with the federal government to get a job here in Wisconsin government as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great idea.
Yes.
In recent weeks, President Trump and the Trump administration have baselessly and illegally attempted to fire tens of thousands of federal workers, including thousands of veterans. That is a quote from Governor Evers. And Evers announced a new portal and additional resources designed to support fired federal workers and other displaced professionals, as well as those seeking different employment opportunities to help connect them with available work and help their families out, you know, maintain their mortgages, stay where they are, you know, whatever it is. I hope it helps in mm-hmm. some way. And, you know, not going to the office and working remotely, working from home is one way of employing a whole heck of a lot of people.
Yeah.
This ridiculous requirement to have people go into the office just because, you know, it's a power play by the millionaires, billionaires, and corporate power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a wrong move when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, it's good that Governor Evers wants to step up and help out those federal workers in Wisconsin.
And we'll see what happens with that. Maybe the Republicans will go along with something like mm-hmm. that.
Let's go to the phone. Cindy from Appleton is on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, if everything he's doing is illegal, which just about all of it is, mm-hmm. why can't he be stopped? Him and along with his wax museum co-president. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm terrified about losing my Social Security, and I actually got an email from a reliable source that said, prepare, because over the next 30 to 90 days, your Social Security benefits will be eliminated. And I know he's going to do that because he's shutting off all the offices and taking away all the people out of the administration. So we will have no place to go once this happens. And I just don't understand how all these other politicians are going to let him put thousands and thousands of seniors on the streets, because that's what's going to happen.
Cindy, are you a member of ARP, AARP?
I
saw something last night on Rachel Maddow.
Yes, that's right.
About ARP is really stepping up a campaign about if you are concerned about your Social Security payments possibly, you know, being stopped or delayed. They have a website now. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe we can find it.
That, yeah.
But if you check with ARP, you may, and they just started this. I mean, just in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, you know, we want to find out more about that and see if we can get that website might be something to check in, because I'm sure there are a lot of people on Social Security. They're very concerned right now about that. So it's good to see that they're finally jumping in here and trying to provide some relief, or at least some answers. And
right, I saw that, and we'll try to get a clip of that for the morning show on Monday. But she did mention that ARP is finally doing something, and ARP actually has been very strongly supporting Social Security and keeping everyone updated on Social Security, what's happening in their offices. In fact, all of the positive and really great changes they're making there. Now they're mm-hmm. going back on all of that. They're repealing everything. And I know what you're thinking, Cindy. This is like it's hugely effective And it's going to affect so many other people. It seems like they're just going willy-nilly at every possible moving object that they can grab their hands onto. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous. Yes. Go ahead, Cindy.
I think it's ridiculous, but they're not the people that can change this. It's our legislators that should be stopping this man. I mean, we have a Congress and a Senate for a reason. They need to put the kibosh on this moron and his cronies, because once they take Social Security away from us, it's not coming back. And I don't think that's what people realize. Once it's gone, it's gone. And we will literally have tent cities with homeless seniors and veterans all over this country. And how is it going to make the richest country in the world look to everyone else?
Oh, yeah. I think they're already turning their back on us. But I think you know, we've got like 4 years to go here. And I truly believe, Cindy, you have made an accurate prediction. I think that is what is going to happen. They're going to take control. They've got a control of almost every office building now. They're going to take over Social Security, and it's going to be tough for everyone. And they're doing it simply because they think there's fraud and people are calling the offices and they're cutting that lifeline off. Phone calls into the Social Security Administration, it's necessary and needed.
And Cindy, if you do go to the ARPA website, I just jumped on it here, aarp.org, right on the front page there, they have the information I was talking about there about Social Security. So you can find out a little bit more there, and we'll be tracking that as well.
All right. We've got an interview coming up that we did previous with Ben Wickler.
It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy sitting in on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.